down in that corner. Flannery trying desperately to get it out, finally able to. Looking for a pass, flips it forward to his teammate, and it's deep in the McManaman zone. A little body check there from Flannery. Puck behind the net. And McManaman works it out to center, sends it diagonally, and it's going to go down for not an icing as Flannery, the players chased it down, canceled out their icing that they were just about to receive. Would have had a faceoff down in their own zone. John, is that a little too much hustle?
Oh,
what a save. Number 10, Landon Horetsky just had a beautiful backhand attempt, but was shut down by the goaltender for Flannery. John, what do you think about that?
That was an awesome save. He actually had the goaltender going to his right and shot back across his body to the goalie's left. And he a little flash of the leather there for the goaltender. Great save by Flannery's.
Beautiful save. As we have a faceoff now just to the left of that goaltender we just mentioned who had a beautiful save. Flannery works it out to center ice. Chased down by Clancy. She sends it back to the Flannery zone. McManaman really working in that Flannery zone now. They get it deep down to the corner. Number 10, Horetsky, really trying to send it out front, trying to get someone to send it to the back of the net. Unable to find anyone in the front, but kept alive by number 9. That is Micah Gordon. Puck finds its way through center, down into the McManaman zone. And back out to center now. Puck carried into the Flannery zone by number 13. That is Connor Shoemaker. Got it deep into the zone for McManaman to try to make a play in the Flannery auto zone. Shot from Horetsky was a little weak and covered by the goaltender. We're seeing a lot more play out of McManaman now, John.
Well, McManaman's keeping it down in Flannery's end. It's just kind of the opposite of how we started the game. Great goaltending by Vincent Blackstock, by the way, at Flannery's end, keeping the game scoreless.
Puck controlled now by McManaman, sent out to the front. No one there to put it in the net, though, as number 14 was the closest one around and was unable to do so. That is Malachi Moore. Puck flirting around center. Moore sends it deep into the Flannery zone. He's chasing it down. He's got a head of speed. Wipes out a little bit. Tries to send it to the center. Unable to find anyone. And here comes Flannery. Flannery working into the McManaman zone. Shot from number 3. Nolan Van Erp was wide. Didn't find the goalie at all. Here's a shot from the point. McAlpin's shot deflected. And it goes in. There's some screens going on in front of that goal, John. What do you think about that one?
That was a puck that found its way to the back of the net. That's simple as that.
They're still trying to sort out who passed that one and who ended up winning that goal. We're going to take a short commercial break here.
Man, I'm freezing. It's cold in here.
Honey, it's an ice rink. It's supposed to be cold. I'll bet Wraps and Refrigeration keeps this place cool. They've been servicing commercial, institutional, and industrial refrigeration systems for years.
Wraps and Refrigeration? How do you know that?
How do you not know that? They've been servicing the Upper Thumb of Michigan since 1953. They're fully licensed and family-owned and operated. Their knowledge of equipment technology lets them offer total project management for whatever the client's needs are. And Wraps and Refrigeration belongs to many industry organizations, which means they're always current with what's going on in the heating and cooling industry.
How do you know so much about Wraps and Refrigeration?
They fixed the furnace at work last month.
They do heating too? They need to warm this place up. What's the number?
269-7291. But honey...
269-7291?
But honey, they can't warm up the rink. The ice would melt.
Bantam tournament. They finally figured out who scored that goal. That was number 6, Jordan Ozentoski, who scored on a deflection on a shot from number 10, Nicholas McAlpin. We've been saying his name a lot. He is all over the place in that defensive position for Flannery Auto. And talk about number 6, Jordan Ozentoski, being there right time, right place.
Yep.
Horetsky fires a shot in the McManaman zone. That one was blockered away and sent down the ice by McManaman for an icing.
Well, we had a few minutes there on the ice. McManaman's kept it in Flannery's end for a while, and he really had nothing to show for it, thanks to good goaltending by Vincent Blackstock. And now Flannery's is back, spending time down at McManaman's end. So we'll see what comes of this.
Score is 1-0, 2:43 left in the first period. Flannery Auto just got that goal a couple seconds ago in this game. McManaman controlling this faceoff and now taken over by Flannery. Here comes McManaman out of their zone, sent diagonally out to center ice and finally into the Flannery zone and right back out. McManaman having trouble getting into the zone and keeping possession, John.
You know, Flannery's just stopping him right at the blue line.
It's like they have a little wall going on right there. What a hit right there from number 13. That really jarred the McManaman player loose of the puck. That was a hit from Nolan Zaleski. That was a good one. Puck down now in the McManaman zone, chased by Horetsky and a couple other players. Kept in the zone and down in the corner again for McManaman to finally pick that puck up. Caleb Geiger moves that one out to the blue line and it finally gets out of the zone, and here comes Geiger. He had a head of steam and was quickly shut off by number 7, Liam Boyle. Almost had too many men on the ice there, John, as the puck went towards the bench as Flannery Auto was trying to make a change.
He was pretty careful in not playing that puck until he got completely off the ice.
Very smart play. Flannery trying to work it out of their zone. Has it at center ice now. Back to the defense so that way they can set up something. Here the puck gets dumped deep to the left of the goaltender. Number 3 with the puck, Nolan Van Erp, he was kind of sitting there with it, waiting for something to open up in the front. Really looking for a pass to that slot, John. Can't find anyone.
There wasn't anything open there at that time.
Some help from the defense there as Noah Zaleski steps up and keeps that puck in the zone. Here we have Van Erp with a shot. Glove save. Almost made it to the back of the net. That puck was not captured by the glove. Just kind of knocked out of the air. Zaleski with a shot goes high. And the puck goes out of the zone. Flannery just dumps it back in, hoping to get all their men back off on sides. Unfortunately, one of the players was not on board with the rest of them, and the faceoff is going to go all the way down the ice now.
Well, we were pretty close to having a 2-0 hockey game here, but Blake Tulaski made a great save on, I do believe Nick McAlpin, wasn't it? Or was it Nolan Van Erp? Nolan Van Erp, number 3. Very good save.
27 seconds left in this first period now. Faceoff to the right of Vincent Blackstock in the Flannery zone. Flannery wins this faceoff back, and they are looking to clear their zone right now, and they do. Puck at center ice, controlled by McManaman, though, and here we go back into the McManaman zone. That is number 9, Micah Gordon, really digging in deep. 10 seconds left in this first period, and we're going to have a penalty here. First penalty of the game. It's going to be on Flannery Auto for a tripping.
Well, you could have called that anything you want, tripping, roughing,
tripping,
whatever,
roughing,
yeah.
Interference. Yeah. I think you could have thrown the book and hit someone with that one. We're going to have a penalty on number 8, Jack Fisher, for Flannery Auto. So with 5.6 seconds left in the first period, we're going to have a 5-second power play for McManaman. Faceoff was won back by Flannery. Made it out to center ice with a shot that was deflected off of body. That one looks like it's going to hurt Van Erp as he was coming up a little shaken up, John. And we are going to end the first period with a score of 1-0, Flannery Auto ahead of McManaman Orthopedics. We'll be right back after this.
I'm taking what they're giving because I'm working for a living.
If you're working for a living and own your work and own your business, you know about workers' compensation insurance. This is Dave Peruski from Peruski Insurance, your auto owner's insurance agency in Bad Axe. As a small business owner, workers' comp protects both you and your employees.
Workers' compensation insurance is mandated by law, but there is no mandate on which provider